Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Sometimes having endometriosis, it can be associated with difficulty getting pregnant, but many women with endo also conceive very naturally as well. So Dr. Barca Chera, who's the Deputy Medical Director with Fertility, with the Beacon Care Fertility, and a fertility consultant, is with me here in studio today to answer listeners' questions. Mark, good afternoon. How are you doing? 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. If you have a query or a question for Dr. Bart today, just maybe on that, like that was one of the myths, I suppose, that Yvonne and Aoife were just talking about in the past few moments. Some people do have difficulty, but others conceive very naturally.
Absolutely. There are women who don't know that they have endometriosis. It can be pretty mute, asymptomatic, essentially. And they have children without knowing that they have endometriosis. And in the opposite way, women who struggle with conception have it more often. So, you know, in fact, it's three times more prevalent in our patients than in general population. So I believe if I quoted around 10% in population, one in 10. In IVF clinics, it's like one in... one in three, one in five at minimum. 30% is the average.
Is endometriosis often picked up when somebody is pregnant?
No, not during pregnancy. It's just before, if you cannot get pregnant, or on occasion of any surgery, like, you know, appendectomy, can lead to the diagnosis as well.
Okay.
Or it's a bycatch because of other non-specific symptoms that were investigated.
Listener questions already coming in, Bart, since I mentioned you'd be here. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. This texter says she has a 15-year-old daughter who appears to have symptoms of endometriosis, but I don't know where to turn. Our GP has referred her to the gastroenterologist, who diagnosed her with IBS. She cut out all food that can trigger IBS and her pains have only got worse since. On a return visit to the GP, she said she can do no more for her. Any advice and perhaps where I might turn?
So there are a few aspects of it. Yes, definitely it needs a follow-up. Today, for instance, we have more and more advanced radiologic techniques and MRI that techniques in within MRI that can diagnose endometriosis or at least approximate the diagnosis. The other thing there is, I'm not surprised because symptoms can be very non-specific, and if, for argument's sake, endometriosis is mostly located on the intestines, that's what's going to happen. It's going to perfectly mimic the IBS, and it's natural to send a patient for gastroenterologic, you know, consultation. But if it's not improving, there might be something different, hence endometriosis. And finally, this is a very young woman, 15 years old, teenager. So in the past, we couldn't believe that it can be, but truly is. We have now patients at the age of 20, 21, sometimes teenagers, who are being diagnosed with endometriosis. This is, you know, a new thing. We have to observe what's the prevalence of that. But it's a slight change from what we were thinking before, yeah.
How does endometriosis, you know, in what way can it impact fertility?
In few ways. The most obvious is that, you know, if it spreads in the pelvis and it literally sits on the uterine tubes, it can cause inflammation there. And the tubes are impotent. There is no way that sperm can meet the egg. This is just like tight tubes for contraception. The tube can be isolated from the ovary by adhesion. So the body tries to separate these endometriotic spots by plastering them with adhesions. And it can be the case that at ovulation, the egg cannot, you know, pop into the tube to get fertilized. That's also clear. The other one is that endometriosis within the ovary can literally eat it out live, and there might be no hormonally active tissue left that produces eggs anymore. So these are the most obvious elements. Then there are some more subtle. There is a reaction against endometriosis, which is a cocktail of inflammatory chemicals, you know, flooding in the blood, which counteract implantation, for instance. Also, if this endometriosis is within the ovary, it changes the environment within the ovary, and eggs that are growing and maturating there, their environment is changed. We know that there is slightly poor egg quality if it's there.
Okay. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. This listener, Bart, says, I've been struggling with my fertility. I've been trying to get pregnant, but to no avail. I've had my bloods, loads of tests done. They've all come up with absolutely nothing. I'm not in any pain, but I'm now wondering if endometriosis is something that I should get checked for.
Absolutely. So sometimes you eliminate all the possible causes. Bloods will show nothing. or nearly nothing. So the next step is to have a, you know, laparoscopy or do MRI and see if laparoscopy is really required. It can be surprising that, you know, advanced endometriosis can be asymptomatic, but it can be there and it's just an incidental finding, actually.
And to go to get that laparoscopy for that listener, how do they go about getting that or
they
arranging
go through
it?
GP can refer them to Women Health Centre in any, you know, clinic.
So you can just ask for a referral.
Absolutely.
So that would be to the likes of Aoife that was with us, to a gynecologist, obstetrician. Is that who you're going
that
to?
That would be the top address, yeah.
Okay. Now, is that major surgery for somebody if they've no symptoms?
You see during surgery.
Yeah.
All right. But generally speaking, it's a laparoscopy for most of patients, a day procedure. So you come in the morning, you leave in the afternoon, or if you're in the afternoon session, you leave in the morning. And most of it is just, you know, a few hours in the hospital with sometimes good help, you know, or at least diagnosis and follow up what you need to do. Do you need to do IVF, for instance, because the tubes are blocked? We could do nothing about it.
And this texter is wondering, my daughter is suffering since she was 16. She's now almost 21 years of age. Pain all month long, not just the week of her period, but sometimes no period for even 2 to 3 months. I have found that birth control has helped her, until her actual period has arrived. We've never been offered for an endometriosis check. When we looked for it to be investigated, we were told we're going to be waiting a long time. She has had scans and was diagnosed with polycystic ovaries, but we're told that's not the cause of her pain. I'm wondering, why is it so hard to get checked for endometriosis?
Well, because we have queues everywhere in the medical system, and that's the problem. The healthcare system puts you into the queue. This is not a life-threatening, you know, situation. This is not an immediate life-threatening or severe worsening of your condition. So you're put at the end of the, you know, of the list. That's a sad story. But, you know, there's another element into this, in this case. Years that pass, would you believe that it takes 9 years on average to be diagnosed with endometriosis? Retrospectively, when women just, you know, report first symptoms, if they have them, it takes many years just to get through the whole system. And it's not only in Ireland that you'll be finally diagnosed.
This texter, Bart, says, I have endo. I've had a couple of surgeries at this stage. I've actually got quite good medical care and I've always been believed and listened to. So in that way, I feel like an outlier when I listen to other people's stories. The endometriosis isn't completely under control, but I'm getting the right help. So I now would like to start a family. Should I skip trying naturally and go straight to IVF in an effort to maximise my chances?
Necessarily. I mean, we have to remember one thing. Fertility is mostly driven by age. So, you know, if this is a younger woman, she's less than 35 and she knows that her, you know, workout was good, that her tubes are patent, she can try naturally. Why not? As Aoife said before, a good deal of women who have endometriosis will conceive. Now, it's a bit different situation if you start family later, 38, 39. This is when natural pregnancy can occur, but that's already in the fertility decline. So that's when you have to be more proactive, give yourself, you know, 6 months of trying and then go back to the fertility clinic and see what options are there.
Okay. This texter is wondering about is it the Twig test? Swig test?
Yes. So that's a new thing.
What is it?
It's a first non-invasive test where patients take a buccal swab and it has to be sent to a specific lab. It has been commercialized quite recently. Apparently, it can point at the endometriosis with 97% specificity. So it is quite good. So it's another thing. But again, access to this test is limited for the moment.
Yeah, well, this listener is wondering just on that, you know, in relation to this, it's pronounced Swig test, is that right?
Swig, I think that's the name of the lab that is developing
okay.
it. Yeah.
Well, this listener says, apparently the test costs about €1,000. It can give a diagnosis of endo without surgery. I was told my test couldn't be read as a result of having cancer previously, even though I still had an email saying there was no sign when I had the laparoscopy and I had stage 3 endo. My friend did the test too. She was told she had it. And then after the laparoscopy as well, it was lesions and not endometriosis.
Yeah, so the test has some prerequisites, okay? So not everyone will be qualified. It's licensed for women 18 to 43 and there might be a few other quirks to it. Now, yes, you know, the adhesions as such, they develop as endometriosis progressing in the abdomen, but not only because of the adhesions themselves. So it can be a mark of past infection.
Okay. 087 1400 106 if you've a question today about endometriosis and fertility for Dr. Barkachera. This texter says, I've heard that lasers can help with symptoms of endometriosis. Does Bart know about that or do they help at all?
Lasers. Okay, you use laser in the surgery to evaporate the endometriosis when you see the spots. Should it be safe to do so? So yes, laser therapy is used, you know, it's a specific surgical technique that is applied during the laparoscopy.
Okay. My 19-year-old daughter has very irregular periods, often from 6 to 8 weeks without one. It could even be longer in some cases. I'm wondering, could this be a sign or indicate endometriosis?
No, endometriosis is not about cycle irregularity. There must be a different cause. Just like previous patients, she had PCO, polycystic ovaries, which caused her to have irregular bleedings. On top of that, she might have endometriosis. So this is not like with like.
Not like with like with like. I have deep infiltrating endo, says this listener, Bart. I've tried for the last 10 years to get pregnant. In the end, I had a daughter through surrogacy. Is there anything I can do perhaps for a natural pregnancy?
Deep infiltrating endometriosis is actually the worst. And that's when, first of all, it might be difficult technically to retrieve the eggs or impossible. Then the endometriosis might be difficult to keep it at bay to facilitate pregnancy because, you know, we are using different medications trying to minimize its effect on the body. As I mentioned before, we are worried in fertility and IVF clinic specifically more about the impact of implantation. So if this is not controllable, that's where I'm afraid, you know, she did the right thing at the end of the day.
Okay. And just very finally on this, listener is wondering, will birth control help with endo?
So birth control pill typically produces less estradiol in the cycle. Basically, women don't produce estradiol as a result of taking the pill. So it often just, you know, lowers the symptoms and it slows it down. Then the progesterone-only pill, so the non-stop pill, is more likely to be, you know, beneficial rather than a combined pill for that purpose. But in general, pill produces, you know, less periods or shorter bleedings. So that's how it's helping. There's less endometrium activity is minimal. And so the endometriotic spots are also not stimulated to grow and shed so intensively. Yeah.
Yeah. Bart, listen, thanks a million for coming in to answer our listener questions today.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, no problem at all. Questions and queries there by Dr. Bart Kachera, who's the Deputy Medical Director and Fertility Consultant at Beacon Care Fertility. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.